Welcome to the Delta Dental customer service line for devoted health members.
Para continuar en español, marque 8.
To get started, please say, I'm a dental provider, or I'm an insured member.
Member.
I see you're calling from the phone number 970-235-0470. To get started, what's the date of birth of the person you're calling about?
4/25/53.
That birth date was April 25th, 1953. Is that right?
Yes.
Please tell me the ID number of the primary member, which can be found on either your Delta Dental or Medical Plan ID card. You can also enter it on your phone's keypad. If it contains letters, just press the corresponding number on your keypad.
D5SYZR.
That was D5SYZR. Is that right?
Yes.
There are multiple policies listed for this member. Which of the following would you like to discuss with a representative? Say, eligibility and benefits, claims, or something else?
Something else.
Thanks. Please hold while we transfer you to a representative. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
In order to better serve you, please stay on the line after the call to complete a short survey.
Thank you for calling Delta Dental. My name is Yuli. How may I assist you today?
Hello. My name is Phil Rice. I'm calling hoping you can help me with a question about my Delta Dental insurance.
Okay, Mr. Rice, I'd be more than happy to assist you with your plan. Are you calling about your devoted Medicare or your other plan through AARP?
My devoted.
Okay. What would be your specific question?
So the first thing I want to do is start out by telling you that I started out calling the number that's on my card and going through all the questions that were asked of me by the robot. It takes 2.5 minutes to get to the end process, and it hung up on me, and so I had to go through the whole process a second time. This is the second time I've had to go through it, and I know that's not your fault, but I just want you to know that that's how this call started out for me, and so I'm calling with a question about H&M Family Dentistry. I had called on Wednesday this week, and I guess a brief summary is that I had started out this year with an appointment at Aurora Modern Dentistry, and things didn't go well there, and so I fired them, and I'm now trying to get started at H&M Family. And one of the things I wanted H&M Family to do was to get a pre-authorization.
Correct. And I see that they did call, but they were told that we did not receive it, so they have to resubmit it.
Okay, so you're trying to read my mind, and you've interrupted me. So, and you're right. The information that you've provided me is consistent with what I've heard so far. That's what had happened a week ago, and that's what I was told on Wednesday. And a woman by the name of Irma is who I spoke with on Wednesday, she in fact called. She put me on hold with the idea that she was going to call and speak with H&M and explain to them that they had not submitted a pre-authorization. And then come back and then talk to me after she had spoke with them. I had hoped that we could have actually a three-way call, but she said, no, that probably would not work. Lo and behold, she had hung up on me. What happened is she did call me back. She explained to me that she had to get approval to be able to call me back. But she did call me back, and she explained that she had gone through the process of how to submit a pre-authorization. And so the people that work behind the counter at H&M Family, she said, now understand how to submit a pre-authorization. Apparently, there were, I'm going to be kind and say they were confused about what a pre-authorization form is and how to go about submitting one. But after Irma had gone over it with them, now they understood how to go about it, and they were now going to do that. So I would like to see if I can find out if they've submitted the form. Irma was all over explaining to me, telling me it's going to take a while, maybe take a week or 2 weeks, or, you know, it takes a while to get the thing pre-authorization approved. And what I was trying to get to was, okay, but I just want to find out if we can get one submitted. What about that part? And it was like pulling teeth to get her to admit that maybe, just maybe, it might be able to get one submitted in a day or two, that maybe that's the part that they could take care of. And before it can get approved, it has to get submitted, right? And finally, I got her to admit that, yes, that was right. And then she hung up on me. So, okay. So now, thank you for not interrupting me and being patient with me and letting me get all that out. And so now, will you tell me, has one been submitted?
Okay, so you just want to know if the pre-authorization has been received or not, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. We received the pre-authorization February 22nd. It is in progress and processing. You have to allow at least 15 to 30 days for that to process. It normally processes before the 30-day time frame, so please allow at least 15 days.
Yeah, 15 to 30 days. Isn't that wonderful?
Correct.
I'm just thrilled by the BS, but I'm just going to ignore that for now. And 22nd was yesterday. You've received it, and so now the ball's in your court. And so that's step one, is to get that part done. Before you can approve it, you have to receive it. And so now my next question is, can I get a copy of it? Will you give me a copy of it?
You will not be sent a pre-authorization copy. If you have a responsibility as a member, that's the only way you'll receive that. You have access online if you wanted to print out a printable copy, but you'll only be able to see it once it's done processing, possibly. If not, you can call back and then see if someone can send it to you, but they normally do not go out to the Medicare members.
All right. You said that I might be able to see it online.
Can Once you, it's done processing.
It sounds like there's a possibility that I might have an account online somehow. Can you help
You'd
me
have to register and create that in order to have one. You'd have to create it.
All right. So help me do that, please.
All right. Give me one moment. I can give you the direct website and get you over to web support so they can walk you through the steps.
So I think what I heard you say is that you're not going to do it, but you're going to transfer into somebody else that will. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, Mr. Rice. I can get you to web support so they can assist you with the web account.
Web support. Okay. I just want to get it done. So if web support is the way to get it done, then let's do that, please.
All right. All right. Was there anything else that I'm able to assist you with today before getting you over to web support?
And so that we're clear, we agree that a pre-authorization has been submitted. I think what you're trying to tell me is that you're not going to send me a copy or make a copy available to me until it's been approved, but I think what you are saying is that when it's been approved, I'll be able to find it on this account if I can get an account set up on the internet. Is that right?
You possibly will see it online, but normally they won't send out the pre-authorization or any claim information unless you have a responsibility due that you would have to pay, unless you have a portion. So if you don't have to pay anything, you won't receive anything.
Okay, you said possibly. So
correct.
If it turns out that I don't have to pay anything, are you thinking that I won't be able to see it at all? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. It may not be on the website, but you can always log in and check for your explanation of benefits there. It's only for Medicare members that it does it that way. I don't know why, but it only gives you limited information as a member, only the information you will need as a member.
So even though it's for me, you're thinking that it will be invisible to me unless...
until it's done processing.
Well, you're thinking it's going to be invisible to me until it's completely done processing, meaning until everybody that makes their decisions about the authorization part makes all the decisions that they need to make and say, okay, we're done with it. And then once they're all done with it, if they all decide, okay, Mr. Rice has a zero copay for everything, he didn't have to pay anything, then you're thinking it's still going to be invisible to me. Is that what you're saying?
You can try to log in. Well, you have to register first to create your account. Once it's done processing, you can log in and see if it's there online.
But what you're telling me is that you think that maybe if I've got a zero copay and I have no responsibility, if that's the conclusion of this pre-authorization, that that it will be invisible to me. Is that what you're saying?
No, you will not be sent anything through the mail, but you can always log into your online account to check that information once it's done processing.
So I think what you said is I can I'll have an online account and I can check on it, and it won't be invisible. I will be able to see it. But there'll be something there, and I'll be able to see, yes, there's a pre-authorization there, and it says I have a zero copay. It will confirm that I have zero copay. I'll see something that says zero. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And what about if I go, as it turns out, my dentist's office is about a block and a half from where I live. If I stop in there on my way to eat lunch today, they submitted something. Are they going to have something that they can print off? Are they going to have something that they can look at in the office?
Once it's done processing, they always have access.
Oh, no, today are they going to have something.
Today, are they going to have something about what?
Pre-authorization. They submitted something.
No, it's not done processing.
Well, are they going to have something that they'll be able to look at today? That says,
no,
this
it's
is
not done
submitted.
Processing. It's in progress. Once it's done processing, then it'll be in the system.
You keep interrupting me. I'm trying to say, well, they have something that they can look at that says, this is what we submitted.
They submitted it, so they have what they submitted.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Well, they have something that they can print off that says, this is a form of some sort that says, this is what we submitted.
They will have that already because they submitted the documents. So you have to call them to ask them if they have that.
That's what I'm going to...
wouldn't know what they would have.
Well, is there a form that they work from of some sort that says, this is your pre-authorization form. This is what you need to submit.
You would have to ask the dentist office their process, but they use a provider's tool system, or they can submit it via mail. The dentist is the only one that can answer how they submitted it to us.
But you're trying to make it sound like they just do it and you don't know anything about it. But of course,
no.
That's complete BS because they submitted.
That's not what I stated, Mr. Wright.
You tell them to. Okay,
that's not
ahead,
what I stated.
We don't tell
them what to submit. Whatever they are doing for you, whatever procedures that you're going to need, they will submit that to us directly. We don't receive anything or know what's going on until they submit it to us. They submitted whatever procedure you're going to need. We received it when they submitted. It's in our system. It's processing right now. So you would have to ask them if they could provide you what they submitted to us. On our end, it's not done processing, so there's nothing we can give you.
All right. So I've heard what you said, but I agree that it's up to them to say these are the procedures that they intend to perform, but they're going to submit those procedures on the form that you provide to them. They don't just write it down on a blank piece of paper and say, these are the procedures that we think we're gonna do for Mr. Rice. You've got a form that you say, this is the form that you need to put those procedures on and write them down on this form for us. And that's what I'm trying to get at. This is the pre-authorization form. Fill this form out and send it to us electronically. That's what they did. Quit trying to make it sound like you don't know anything about it. Of course that's what they did.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. So the form you're asking about, which is the pre-authorization, we cannot give you that. We can't send it until it's done processing. You have to call the dental office and ask them to provide you with what they submitted to us. They have to give it to you. That's the only thing you're able to do right now.
All right. All right. So I'm hearing you say that you can't.
Correct. It's still processing in our system. We're not able to give any documentation or anything while it's in progress and processing on our end. The dental office is the only one that can provide you with what you're asking about right now, about what they submitted to us. They're the only ones that can give you that information.
All right. All right. So I think you're being, I'll leave it at that. So fine. So the next step, I guess, for me is let's
waiting
see if
the pre-authorization is done processing.
I'll just save my commentary. There's no point in me telling you what I think about that. Go ahead and transfer me to the web people, and let's see if we can get my account set up.
Okay, Mr. Rice. I do apologize about that. That's just the process. We're not able to give anything until it's done processing, but you are able to get contact with the dental office and receive any type of documentation. But was there anything else that I'm able to assist you with today before getting you over to web support?
All you can do is all you can do. Go ahead and transfer me, please.
All right. One moment for the transfer.
Thank you for calling Delta Dental. This is Demi speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Phil Rice. And I have an account with Delta Dental Devoted. I'm in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see if I can get I guess you'd call it a web account set up. The person I was speaking with said that I might be able to find some of the information I need on the Internet if I had an account, and they transferred me to you to help me set up an account. Can you help me?
Oh, I'll be happy to assist you, Philip, and I do apologize for any inconvenience. So let me just verify some information. What is your email address?
Do you have the information in front of you, or are you just trying to verify?
No, I'm trying to verify to make sure that you don't have an account set up, so I'm trying to verify the email. So what is the email that you have?
All right, so let me ask again, because I'm not sure if you answered my question or not, because I think maybe I do have an account set up. So
right,
are you
and that's what I'm trying to verify, because under the first name it just has Phil, so I just want to make sure this isn't you, so we're not like doing double the work. So I wanted to ask you, what is your email first, before, so I can just verify to see if this is you. If it's not you, then we'll go ahead and create an account.
All right, so it sounds like you are looking at me.
Yes.
I
just want to be 100% sure that is you, so that's why I'm asking you to verify your email address for me, please.
All right, so let me try again. Phil.Rice@mkgappraisal.com.
Okay, so this you already do have an account set up, Philip, so let's go to the website. www.deltadentalins.com.
Right. Bear with me just a second, please.
No, take your time.
All right, so it's www.deltadental.
Dental.
And it was INS.
.com.
Was it?
INS.com.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm there now.
Now go to login. Now, I have a username, Phil, as Chantham1971. Do you remember the password for that?
Yeah, I probably do. Bear with me just a minute.
Okay.
All right, so it's... Hold Hold on just a minute. I wrote down the name and password. Let me call up where I wrote it. It's going to take a second to get there, but
no, take your time.
Once I get there, it'll go quickly. Here it is. All right. Oh. Okay.
And just let me know if you can use what you've already had. If you can't, we can reset your password.
All right. So, no, please don't reset anything yet. That's liable to screw me up. Because I found where I wrote down Delta Dental, but then I didn't write down my name and password. So, but don't do anything yet here. Let me try this. Don't think this is going to work, but let me try this one time. Let's see. Yeah, this didn't work. All right. What did you say you had for the username?
As your username, Tantham1971.
What was the first part? Is it C-H-A-T? What was it? Spell it.
Tantham. C-H-A-T-H-A-M.
1971? Yes. Yeah. All right, let me try one more thing. All right, looks like that worked. All right, bear with me a second. I'm going to write this down, so I'll make sure I get it right next time.
No, you're fine, Philip.
What's the template going in? Yeah, okay. Save the file. Save. All right. So you have my complete and undivided attention now. So here we go. I'm now logged in. I've got AARP Delta Dental Insurance, and I've got Devoted Health Services, Devoted Choice Colorado.
Uh-huh.
I've got two different insurances. And I've got a green box for either one. View this plan, view this plan.
Uh-huh.
So presumably you're going to, I think, well, I guess maybe this is exactly what I want here so that I can pick whichever one I want. If I pick the lower one, Devoted Health Services, Inc., Devoted Choice Colorado, ASLECMSNFQL plan. My goodness, what does all that mean?
Let me just log in so I can see what you're looking at. Hold on one second.
It's probably
so going to break it down by each plan that you have. So which one did you click in, Philip? So I know I'm clicking in the right one.
Well, right now I haven't clicked in either one, but
okay.
this is, I think, almost certainly what I need. Let me click in the lower one and make sure it works. The AARP, I've logged in before and I've had success with it. So I've never had success yet with the the Devoted, Delta Devoted yet. Let's just see. Yeah, welcome. Get to know your plan. Plan ahead for a visit. Covered cleanings. Okay. Recent visit, February 22nd. 25. 24. 24. What is all this stuff?
Now, what are you looking at now, Philip, so I can follow you?
Okay. So I clicked in on the Devoted, Delta Devoted website. This is the first time I've looked at this one. And so if you can look at the same thing with me, that might help.
So what are you clicking next so I can follow you?
All right. So I haven't clicked on anything since then. I'm just looking at what came up. And it starts out with membership perks, recent visits. And the first one is dated February 22nd of 2025. And obviously that's not a recent visit. That's a year in
that's
the future.
Yeah, there's an issue with that date. That's for your pre-treatment estimate that your dentist sent over.
So then the next one is dated February 7th of 24. February 7th of 24. And that is with, okay, so that's, it seems to be all right. And then January 16th of 24, here we go. Yeah. That's the one I'm interested in, I guess.
Which date is that?
January 16th of 24.
So if you go view details. It'll tell you all the services that you got done. Let's see here. And then I guess on the side there has a procedure alert, which tells you why we didn't pay anything in regards to that, each procedure code. Do you see that there when you click in view details of the visit?
Now,
Do you have any questions in regards to that data service, Philip?
So I think the summary here is that it shows my total cost of $2,253.50.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I paid $600 and some odd, which is the total amount that I paid.
Right, and we won't see that amount reflected in anything that we do because we don't know how much you pay to the provider. So we'll never see that. So if you paid $600 and something towards that data service, go ahead and deduct that from that price that it's in your patient responsibility is, and then that's the amount you owe the provider.
But I do have a couple of questions. One is, I've got a total limit of $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how much of that $4,000 has been used up so far. Am I at zero so far for the year?
So it looks like you used $1,060 for the year so far for the $4,000 under the devoted health services.
Where does it say that?
So let's go back up to, let this go. Well, let me take you to a different view of the website. Do you see at the very top where it says previous website?
Bear with me a minute here. All right, so I guess I'm not ready to go there just yet. Let's not leave here yet. So you saw that somewhere else, but you don't see that here. Is that right?
No, you can see it on the website. I'm looking in this, my system where I can see that, but I can take you so that you can see it as well. And that's what I was going to show you, Philip, a different version of the website, so it's a little bit of a user-friendly view so that you can toggle between each different plan.
All right. Is it fair to say that of that $1,000 that's been used up, none of it came from this visit right here? Because you didn't pay any of this, therefore none of that $1,000 came from here?
Let me just see here. So for under devoted health system, let me see where the $1,000 was pulled from.
It would have come from the Crown, I think, probably, right? Or maybe the X-ray.
It's coming from your data service of the Crown, yes, 115 of 2024.
All right. Okay, so let's set that aside for the time being. So I think what I want to do is file a grievance on this visit right here, all of this, and see if I can get somebody from Delta Dental that I can talk to at some length about all of this. And even though Delta didn't pay any of this, see if I can get somebody from Delta that I can ask questions and get somebody that would act as an advocate on my side that can answer questions about things like, well, I think they're charging me too much money. You're saying, well, Delta doesn't even know how much they charge me, so I want to be able to show them how much they charge me. And are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm here. So I have to give you a number, Philip, for if you want to do a grievance. For devoted health, they have a dedicated number for that.
You mean a phone number to call?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So is there Do you know how that works? If I do call that number and talk to somebody about a grievance, would there then be someone that I could talk to about questions like how much they charge me, and they would explain to me
Now that part you can ask me. That is just for the, you can ask me about claim, anything with your claims, Philip. But for the grievance, for the devoted health, you have to go through them to do a grievance.
Do I understand that they have a contract with you where they've agreed to charge a certain price?
For each dental provider, yes.
For example, there's an item on this invoice for anesthesia. And if we go down and look at the details here on that item, it's near the bottom, as I recall.
Do you have the procedure code? Let me just pull this up real quick.
Local anesthesia, not in conjunction with operative or surgical procedures. Very last item on the is the code.
January 16th, 2024.
And if you read the procedure alert code, it says, are you able to read the procedure alert? Do you see the same thing I see?
Uh-huh.
It says, service is not covered benefit of the enrollees program. So, I think maybe you're able to see an enrollees program, and maybe the dentist is able to see an enrollees program. I don't see an enrollees program. I don't know what that is. But, okay, let's assume there is an enrollees program. Anyway, therefore, the patient is responsible for this amount. Okay, fine. Indicated as your cost for this procedure, EX7BB, all well and good. So I think that's, you know, kind of what I'm, if you'll pardon my French, what I'm going to call a pissing contest between the dentist and the insurance company. But then it says submitted fee $35, accepted fee $23, Delta Dental pays zero, your cost for this procedure $35. And so the dentist is billing me $35, but I think that what's going on here is they're telling me that even though I'm supposed to pay, the amount that I'm supposed to pay is $23, that they've overcharged me by whatever the difference there is, $12, I guess. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Let me explain it to you, Philip, just so you can understand it. So if it's, when it gives you that message, this service is not a covered benefit under the enrollees program, that means that that procedure code, your insurance does not cover it. So when you get that type of alert, you have to pay the provider their fee for that procedure code. If it was a covered procedure under your plan, and let's just say that you're not eligible, like with some of the ones that are up at the top, then in that case, you will be you'll be able to pay the contracted amount for that service.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's not a covered fee, then they're free to charge whatever amount they want to, and therefore they're just going to go ahead and overcharge, charge $12 more than that. is I guess what the dentist is saying. And if I had not looked this up on the internet, I'd have never been the wiser. The only reason I know is because I'm looking on the internet.
Yeah, unfortunately, when it's not a covered, you know, service, the dentist has their fees for their procedure codes, and we can't do anything about that.
Right.
Now, if it was something that was covered under your plan and it just wasn't eligible, if they would try to charge you for the full amount for that, then we could say, like, no, you can only charge them the contracted amount.
So I want to file a grievance. I want to complain about, A, that they're charging me in the first place, and B, that they're charging $12 more than the contract amount, and I can make a pretty good case that even $23 is way too much, and believe me, I can make a good case that $23 is way too much. In that same week, I paid $9 for 90 opioid pills at the pharmacy just up the street, and any one of those pills was way more powerful than any amount of that goop that they put on my gums. Had I been given the choice and thought about it, which would have been more effective and which would I rather do, pay $9 for 90 of those pills? I could take one or two of those pills or have them put the goop on my gums. There's no question which would have been a better, more effective treatment. And the answer is what they're doing is they're sticking it to me. It's just outrageous what they're charging there. And so, yeah, I want to file a grievance for what's going on there.
Let me give you that phone number, Philip.
Go ahead.
It's 1-866-579-1441.
Can you help me spell the word grievance? Is it IEV or EIV?
IEV.
IEV. ANCE?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm a bad speller. 1-866-579-1441. Have I got it right?
That is correct. That is correct.
All right. And I think the way... Well, let me just call the number and see what happens. And I guess we'll go from there. Now, the person that I was speaking to when I got transferred to you, I was asking about a pre-authorization. They told me that I would be able to, they thought, maybe find a pre-authorization if I came here and looked for it, but that I probably wouldn't find it until it had been approved and had already been all the way through the process. Does that sound right to you?
That is correct. Do you remember, Philip, that date of service, February 22nd of 2025? Remember you said it was a year out? That is your actual pre-D. So it's going to give you a kind of a snapshot of it is right now. But once it processes out, you should see that amount change there if it's approved.
Okay. All right. So that's what that pre-authorization is that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I think that's all I need for now. All right, so home, claims and visits, find a dentist, plan ahead, plan Sunday, blah, blah, blah. All right, so now I'm going to have you take me back. Where did you find, show me how I can find where it says I've already used up 1,000 of my 4,000 total. How am I going to find?
Do you see where it says benefits overview?
Okay, yes.
Click on. Exactly, click that.
All right, I see that.
And then click benefits details.
Bear with me. Let me find that. Benefit details. I don't see that yet. Okay, I
Should
see
we,
it now. I got
okay,
it.
Go ahead.
All right. And then thank you for using new Bubba. It says you've logged off. You've been logged off. Please.
Okay, go ahead and log back in.
Log in. All right. Bear with me. Log back in. All right, so benefits overview, we said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And benefits details.
That's correct.
Okay, here we go. Membership eligibility status. Okay.
I'll scroll down a little bit more.
All right, so I'm getting there. And
it should say maximums.
Okay, maximums, yeah. Calendar individual maximum. Okay, 4,000. Oh, okay, remaining, 2,940. So I guess that's... Okay. Program maximum applies to the following services. Okay. So, deductibles, waiting period. All right, so I guess that's kind of...
Now, just to show you something, Philip, while we're on this page, click home for me, please.
All right, so... Tell me again. Say it again, please.
Click home at the top of the page for me, please.
All right. I clicked home. Go ahead.
Now, you see how you can toggle between each account if you just click the contract ID?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to show you that because some people like this view of it. So that's why I was trying to take you to the previous website because this is what it actually looks like. So it's like it's better for you to read everything. So if you click the AARP with the contract and then 6487, it should bring you tabs across that says benefits, claims, documents, and my account. So it gives you the same breakdown like we just looked at for the devoted one, and then it'll just tell you like everything. And then you can click in your claims as well.
All right. So,
because this is what our website used to look like, but they changed it, but it's still there. If some people just love this view of it.
All right. So while I'm here, I want to take a quick look at what my AARP balance is in the AARP.
Yep. So go ahead and click that one for me, the contract ID.
I'm trying to click on the AARP one. It won't take me there.
You have to click the contract ID.
Yeah. All right. So let me go there. All right. I'm doing that. Enrollees, view benefits. Is that what I want?
Go ahead and click the benefits tab.
All right. Here we go. All right. Remaining. Oh, wow. There's very little remaining. And this is the part that I guess I'm a little bit concerned about is I can see that I've used up quite a bit, but it's not easy to see how it got used up. What is it that what did the money get spent on? And you were able to tell me that it was the crown,
mm-hmm.
but How do I know that from looking at this?
You have to go to your claims list.
All right, so bear with me again. Claims list. I've got a, is that on this page somewhere? I see a waiting period spree.
No, go up at the top. Go at the top, and you'll see there's tabs, home benefits, claims, documents.
Okay, claims. Click on claims.
Yes.
All right, so I'm clicking on that. And so now I'm still on AARP here, I guess, right? Claims list.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, here. So claims list, claims by family member. I'm a family of one, so this is all going to be me. And so here we go. Delta Dental pays. And so there's a date of service.
So it's not going to actually show on this one, Philip, because AARP. So how I can see it, I can see it a little bit different.
Wait a minute. On this one, there's 1/15/24, 1/16/24. So on 1/15/24, it says 0. 1/16/24, there's 1,183.50. So there's one great big dollar amount on 1/16/24.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the one. It's the one that is saying Delta Dental pays 0, patient pays 0.
All right, so I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell me what to do.
Okay, the only reason why I can see it, what I was trying to say, Philip, is because it's still in progress in our system. It hasn't processed out yet. So you're not going to see it until it actually finishes processing out and everything in our system. So these claims, that one that we're looking at for the 115 of 2024, do you see where it says process, in process? So you see where it says process. So the AARP under your plan right now is secondary. So we always have to start with the modern, the devoted health one first, because they're primary in the system. So if you go back to the home tab and switch back to the devoted health and then go to claims, you'll be able to see it.
I think I'm going to disagree with you. I think this is done. And I think the numbers are about right. The 1/16/24 is the it's the 1/15 is the crown. Oh, and this says zero. Yeah, it does.
So we have to go back under your devoted health so that you can see where the $1,060 is pulling from out of your maximum.
Maybe these dates are wrong is maybe what the problem is. All right, so anyway, you want me to go back to the...
Home.
Home, yeah, all right. I guess that's right. And then go back to the voter. So where do... So view benefits, is that what I do?
Nope, you're going to go to claims.
Claims, all right.
And do you see the one that says in progress for data service 1/15/2024?
Claims list. So am I on devoted now?
Yes, you are.
All right. And so I'm on the claims list on devoted, and you want me, and where do you want me to look on which one now?
1/15/2024.
And the one that just shows...
Is it say in progress and then Delta Dental pays $1,060? Do you see that?
All right. So bear with me. In progress. I think maybe I'm not looking at the right thing yet. My account. So when I look in the column, the one that says in progress, there's really only one, and it shows Delta Dental pays zero and patient pays $360. Is that the one you want me to? And that says 1/4 of 24.
No, you're still in AARP. I need you to go back to the top and click home.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong place here. So let me click home, and I'm still at AARP. Let me click home again.
So when you click home, it's going to tell you which one you're in, and do you see right underneath of it, it says switch policies?
There we go. Switch policy. All right, now, and do I want to then click on contract ID? Is that it?
Yes, for Devoted Health.
All right, now I'm at Devoted Health. There we go. Mm-hmm. And then view benefits or what?
Claims.
All right. And for claims, I've only got five here.
Mm-hmm. Well,
a short list, right? And so on this one, and you said 115.24 in progress. Delta pay 1,060, patient pay zero. Is that the one you want me to look at?
Yeah, so right now it's in progress. It hasn't fully went through the system. It's just letting you know we've received this claim for this date of service, and it's kind of a preview of what's going on. Now, once it finishes, once it says processed, that means the claim is completely closed, and then that will give you the updated explanation of benefits for, you know, the price if you have to pay anything.
All right, and so the one that was January 15th was the Crown.
The January 15th is the Crown, that's correct.
And you're saying that's not done yet, which seems wrong to me. That should be done. It should be finishing soon. It's not done yet.
Well, we didn't receive it until 2/13 of 2024 from the dentist's office. So we have up to 30 days to process a claim. So we didn't receive it until 2/13 of 2024. So we have 30 days from 2/13 of 2024, 30 business days to process that claim out our system.
All right. And yet, on the 16th, what do you say that one's processed, meaning done?
Mm-hmm.
When did you receive that one? What was the date you received that one from the dentist's office?
We received this one. Let's see here. I've got to go back in. 1/25 of 2024.
Wow. Because they credited my account. I received a email yesterday in the mail. They had billed me $57, and I told them I wanted them to credit my account, and they did. They sent me an email yesterday. Told me that they did give me the $57 credit. They took. It amounted to an admission that the charge was just nothing but BS. That it's what I call voodoo billing. They just for no apparent reason just billed me $57. When I asked them for an explanation, they could not. And that was for the Crown, and so now I'm going to go to work on the part that the but if it's correct to say that one Crown caused me to use up $1,000 of my $4,000 total,
then
just in very rough, round figures, I'm going to have 4 crowns at the absolute most that I'm going to be able to use. And then the next question I have is, of the work that was done on the 16th, or when I come in to just get my teeth cleaned, I guess the thing that is really making me crazy here is I need to come in and get my teeth cleaned, I'm thinking, at a minimum 3 times a year.
Okay, so if you're going to get that done, you have to make sure, because what they billed for on 116 was the deep cleaning. And it's so if you need to get it done 3 times a year, you have to discuss with your dental provider about the perio maintenance and how often you can get that done. So let me see. So perio maintenance is 3 cleanings within the calendar years, and that's normally a follow-up from that deep cleaning that you have. So you're eligible for perio maintenance cleaning 3 times a year under the devoted health.
So I think what you just said is that I can come back for the maintenance treatment,
which is cleaning.
And that will be covered, and so that my copay on that will be 0?
Let me just look at that. Let's see here. So for the perio maintenance, you are covered at 100%.
And that I can get that 3 times a year?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I get it 4 times a year?
You have to pay for the 4th one.
All right. So 3 times a year, yes. 4 times a year, oh, I have to pay for the 4th.
That is correct.
All right. And if I get it 3 times a year, is that going against my $4,000 a year total? Does some amount of that get charged up against that $4,000 a year amount that I can?
No, it does not. You're, that maximum is exempt.
All right, so I don't have to worry about that being charged up against that $4,000 total, right? I think that's what you said,
that's
right?
Yeah. All yep. Right. You'll still be able to get them. It's not going to count against your maximum.
All right. So, and that's important because I'm trying to get planning then at this point, and it's in order for me to plan, I need to understand how this works, and it's very hard for me to get a straight answer from the dentist's office. I just get BS from the dentist's office. So thank
right
you
now.
For being able to help me understand how this stuff works.
No problem. And just so you know, Philip, anytime before you get any work done, if you feel uncomfortable, always have them do a pre-treatment estimate. That way you'll get it from us of what is covered ahead of time and what's not covered so that you can make the choice whether you want to have that service done or not.
All right. So what you just said, pre-treatment estimate. So
that is correct.
Okay, exactly what that means. When you say that, so do what I'm here because let me tell you what happened with Aurora Modern Dentistry. I had an appointment with them on January 4th, and I came in, and they took a whole lot of X-rays and photographs. So X-rays and photographs of my entire mouth. And when they were done with that, they took me into a dentist chair and sat me down. And then a hygienist came, and they have that little instrument where they poke you in your gums and they start calling out numbers. And I'm facing the wall, so I can't see the door, but apparently there was another person in the room that was writing down all those numbers. And so they were taken measurements. And so it's basically an exam is what's going on. And then after all this was done, and there was a fair amount of waiting that was going on during all this time, a dentist finally came and examined me, and then more waiting, and then somebody from the office came and handed me about 5 or 6 pages of printout from their computer and basically explained to me as follows, that what was needed, what they recommended for me was, number one, they said, you need 4 crowns, and your copay, because you have 2 insurances, that your copay for the 4 crowns is going to be 0. Each insurance company will pay half of each of the 4 crowns, and you will pay 0 for the 4 crowns. And you've got, and he rattled off a whole lot of stuff, but which I'm just going to summarize and say deep cleaning, perio this and blah, 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 saliva test and LBR laser bacterial reduction, blah, 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 deep cleaning. And what we suggest, what you need is you're going to come in 11 days from now. You're going to have an appointment where we're going to do the crown. The crown is all going to happen in one day. And you're going to leave here with a crown, completed process in one day, and then you're going to come back the following day. We're going to do your deep cleaning, saliva test, LBR, all in one day. And on that day, your copay is going to be $650. So I made those 2 appointments, and that's what I expected to do. So now, what was it you said? I'm going to write it down. You said what was it exactly that you said I should do?
A pre-treatment estimate.
All right, I'm writing this down. Pre-treatment estimate. All right, so because that's not exactly the same thing. I'm pre-authorization, I think is what I was asking for. Pre-authorization. Because I'm not always that good at remembering the lingo, exactly how to ask for things, but pre-authorization, I think, is what I felt like should have been done for the work that was done at Aurora Modern Dentistry. And as far as I can tell, they didn't do any of that. And when I said, well, I want to do that, and they said, well, you can't do a pre-authorization because the work's already been done, number one. And number two, you can't do it. You're the patient. It has to be done by the dentist's office. And I thought, well, isn't that something? So I fired Aurora Modern Dentistry and went to a different dentist. And I'm having a hell of a time with the dentist I'm going to now.
I apologize about that.
But pre-treatment estimate, is that something that I can do? Yes? I don't need to ask the dentist to do it. I can do it? Yes?
You can do it if you want to write everything down, but it's quicker if they do it. They already, like, you just had one done, that 825, I mean, that 225 of 222 or 2025 one we looked at when we first got on the call, that is a pre-treatment estimate. So H&M Family Dental Professionals already did that.
All right. Never mind. I get it. I've got a phone number to call for a grievance. I've got a treatment estimate is something I can ask for if there's any question about how much it's going to cost me before something happens, because apparently a deep cleaning, lo and behold, the dentist and apparently the insurance company are both only too happy to tell me, well, you're not covered by the insurance company for any of this. We're not, the insurance company is going to pay zero for a deep cleaning. You're on the hook for 100% of it. And if the dentist's office wants to charge you up the yin yang for it, well, they just might. And unless you're on the ball and willing to complain about it and log on to the internet, and oh, by the way, you need to have an internet account and know enough to ask about it, because nobody's going to. Yeah, you know, you might need to hire an attorney to know enough to even ask these questions, because the dentist's office sure isn't going to, they're not looking out for your best interests. Let's put it that way. Their best interest is to charge as much as they can, not as little as they can. That's for sure. And I kind of wonder about the insurance company. At best, they're neutral. Here we go. But I appreciate your being patient with me and listening to me ramble on and on about this.
No problem.
So, is there anything else you want to tell me?
No. No. I gave you everything that I got.
All right. Let me take what you've given me so far. I had already had an account set up with AARP. I think at one point, maybe a couple weeks ago, I had tried to with an AARP account, get into my Delta, the other account, and it didn't work. And so the fact that it did today, the fact that I've got now two that I can get into, and you showed me how to go back and forth, that's a huge benefit. That's a big improvement. So I'm making progress here. It's frustrating that it's taken so long and it's so hard to do. The woman that I spoke with before I got on the line with you told me that the pre-authorization form with the new dentist I've got submitted on, I think it was Thursday of this week or Tuesday of this week, whatever it was. So she confirmed that it's been submitted now, and she says, well, it takes up to 30 days before it gets approved now by Delta, and so it's just comical to me that that the bureaucracy is as difficult as it is to deal with, because in the meantime, I'm supposed to just, I guess, twiddle my thumbs and wait. And of course, I'm not going to just do that. And it's probably not going to take 30 days, but it might. And all I can do is just hope that they do better than that. In the meantime, we'll see. And what I tell everybody is all you can do is all you can do. And in the meantime, I do have other things I can be doing and other things to worry about. So thanks for your help. All right.
No problem, Philip. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
All right. Nope. That's enough for today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling Delta Dental. You have a great day.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.